Gregor, the chief clerk is here.
Yes, I know, said Gregor to himself, but without daring to raise his voice loud enough for his sister to hear him.
Gregor,
said his father now from the room to his left.
The chief clerk has come round and wants to know why you didn't leave on the early train. We don't know what to say to him. And anyway, he wants to speak to you personally. So please open up this door. I'm sure he'll be good enough to forgive the untidiness of your room.
Then the chief clerk called.
Good morning, Mr. Samsa.
He isn't well,
said his mother to the chief clerk, while his father continued to speak through the door.
He isn't well, please believe me. Why else would Gregor have missed a train? The lad only ever thinks about the business. It nearly makes me cross the way he never goes out in the evenings. He's been in town for a week now, but stayed home every evening. He sits with us in the kitchen and just reads the paper or studies train timetables. His idea of relaxation is working with his fret saw. He's made a little frame, for instance. It only took him 2 or 3 evenings. You'll be amazed how nice it is. It's hanging up in his room. You'll see it as soon as Gregor opens the door. And anyway, I'm glad you're here. We wouldn't have been able to get Gregor to open the door by ourselves. He's so stubborn. And I'm sure he isn't well. He said this morning that he is, but he isn't. I'll be there in a moment, said Gregor slowly and thoughtfully, but without moving so that he would not miss any word of the conversation.
Well, I can't think of any other way of explaining it, Mrs. Samsa, said the chief clerk. I hope it's nothing serious, but on the other hand, I must say that if we people in commerce ever become slightly unwell, then, fortunately or unfortunately as you like, we simply have to overcome it for business considerations.
Can the chief clerk come in to see you now, then?
Asked his father impatiently, knocking at the door again.
No,
said Gregor. In the room on his left, there followed a painful silence. In the room on his right, his sister began to cry.